In the gospel reading today, we hear about these people who recognize our Lord as soon as he comes out of the boat, and they scurry around the countryside to be able to bring to him all of the sick and all of those who were in need of anything. And that's a wonderful thing that those people did. But when you really think about it, it's all selfish. It's what can I get from this guy? Hey, the miracle worker's here. Let's bring everybody over. Let's get everybody healed. Let's see some great things. Are we seeking Jesus for Jesus' sake? Are we seeking Jesus for what we can get from him? Mind you, obviously, if we're seeking him just for his sake, we're still going to gain a great deal. We get the Lord. We get everything that comes with him. But we want to make sure that we are doing things out of true charity, not out of selfishness. We even look at the first reading, and it's what God spoke to the people through the prophet Isaiah. If on the Sabbath day you don't follow your own pursuits, in other words, to keep it holy and to do it God's way, we've completely lost that. The Lord talks about the charity that we have to have. Again, removing the malicious speech and removing all the things that are wrong. In other words, getting rid of all of our pride and our selfishness. Selfishness, sadly, comes very naturally to us. Charity does not. Pride is very, very, very deep within us. Humility does not come easily at all. And so what the Lord is asking of us is to go against everything within ourselves that is wrong. So it's not just going against ourselves, it's getting rid of the things that are problematic. It's striving to be charitable, truly charitable, to love God and to love neighbor, to do things out of good for the other. Again, on one hand, we look at the gospel again, and we see that's what these people are doing. They went to get their friends and relatives who were sick or needed healing, and they brought them to Jesus. Great act of charity. But again, we ask ourselves why. It was for what they could get. So in that case, yes, a great act of charity, and the people could be healed. But if we simply seek Jesus for his own sake, the real healing that we need is going to happen. Maybe you could look at it and say, oh, my arm or my leg or whatever it is, boy, would that be nice if that was healed. How about your soul? How about your heart? That's where the real healing needs to happen. Yeah, maybe if God wants to do it, he'll heal your arm or your leg or whatever it might be. But his concern is for your soul, for your whole person, obviously. But it's your soul. And your soul is going to be healed only by love, only by charity, simply loving the Lord for who he is. We know who he is. He's not just a miracle worker. He's not just a prophet. He is Lord, he is God, he is our Savior, he's our Redeemer, he's our Messiah. That's why we want to seek him, because of who he is, not because of what we can get from him. So we know that. We know the truth of who he is. Like I said, yes, you're going to gain a great deal. But again, even if we break this down into marriage, since most of you are married, do you love your spouse because of what you can get from your spouse, or do you love your spouse for who the person is? You're going to gain a great deal when you get married, obviously. But that's the wrong reason. Oh, if I marry this person, I can get this and that and the other thing. Isn't this going to be great for me? Wrong reason. Where's the charity? I want to marry this person simply because I want what's best for that person. Because I want to love this person, because I want to serve this person. Yeah, I'm going to get a great deal because I'm going to receive what that person's giving to me. but it's not the reason that I want to marry that person because of what I can get. It's what we give. It's about the charity. It's about the service. Now bring that over to the Lord. And this is obviously even greater than getting married. We want to love Jesus just because of who he is. In that relationship, yes, we will gain a great deal. There is immense healing that is going to take place in our own heart, in our soul. But that's not why we want to do it. We want to do it because of who he is. So that's a great thing, again, as we start this Lenten season, to look within our own heart and ask ourselves that question. Am I loving Jesus for who he is? Or am I loving Jesus for what I can get from him? Or am I truly loving him? Am I just going through the motions? Or am I really truly loving him, or seeking at least to love him? That's what we want to be doing. That's what the church is giving us in these readings right at the beginning of Lent, to be able to set us on that right course, to make sure that our hearts are where they ought to be as we begin this holy season, so that we can get rid of everything that is not charity, so that we can work against those things within ourselves that are not easy for us to work on, and we can grow in what is truly important, to love the Lord, to love our neighbor, as the Lord has told us to do.